This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Yes. This is Lock and Load. And joined now by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. He just got back. You went on walkabout there, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I headed to central Colorado, the Denver area, the Colorado Springs area. I observed a bunch of school staff take advanced level training to defend our kids at school. It was amazing.
Is that why you went there? To see a faster?
Absolutely.
That was a faster class, right?
Yes. That stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. Yeah. They're in Ohio. There are over 300 school... about 208... I've forgotten how many. I think it's like 80 school districts.
Right.
In Colorado, there are over 300 armed responders that have been through the faster class there. So that's a lot of recurrent training every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating.
All volunteers, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their dedication is amazing. One of them goes to me, look, we want better medical kits than we have in the school.
Right.
So each year I've got medical insurance that I lose if I don't use it. So I go buy all these medical supplies, and then I put them in the medical kits at school on my dime. Wow. Now, because it's insured, he gets it at a discount, but
sure.
This guy's nightmare is that there's a big bang at school, and he's there and can't help enough kids. So God bless. We are so, so lucky to have people like that. What struck me, though, is how much like us they are. Bill, are you still going to the martial arts classes?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, you know, you get stronger with the right amount of resistance.
Right.
If something's too light, if something's too heavy, you're not yet. So what was amazing is how good the instructors were at providing the right amount of resistance for each student to learn.
Right.
Which, you know, now they've been through this before. They've done force on force before, but wow. And I was left. You've seen this at the dojo. No matter how good somebody is, if they're making, we're all going to make mistakes if we're being stressed properly.
Sure.
And then there are the guys that go, no, I didn't really make a mistake. And the other person goes, you saw what I did. Help me overcome that. Between the two, the one with some humility is easier to train. They're the person who's going to grow past everyone else. And I saw that there, too. There was a wonderful willingness to learn. And what's so amazing, Bill, when you were in the military,
yes,
I know this is true in the Marines, were there guys who, like, they'd say, do you swim well, son? And you go, yes, sir. And the sergeant goes, okay, we're not going to bother with you. He's listening for the guy who's afraid of the water, and he's going to throw him in the pool?
That depends. That depends on actually the module of, yes, and something like that. They would like, we did something called drown proofing. And
yes.
This is where they were literally going to throw us in the pool in uniform.
Right.
And
combat boots are so easy to swim in.
Well, we would take off the combat boots because they don't dry that fast. But in the BDUs, right. we would, and this was so that we could learn how to use our uniform as a flotation device.
Okay.
So he would he would find somebody that couldn't swim. Now what he would do is he would throw him in at the 4 foot end of the pool.
Ah.
So that he didn't, you
gotcha.
Know, because the sergeant, you know, these guys are sergeants. They're not lifeguards. They're not going to get out there and go all Baywatch on us or anything. They're there to have a little fun. So they would knock that guy in there. But it would have some instructional stuff because he would say, now, while you're standing there, take off your top, button it up, and start swatting water into the open part of it and then bring it down fast. And then it would be a big flotation bladder.
In this case, some of the students said, you know, that big, dark gymnasium, when we're not using it, we turn off the lights.
Right.
That bothers me because I can't see. I don't know that. The only time I ever know it's safe is when all the lights are on. And what happens if, you know, an attacker goes in there?
Mm.
And because that was a personal concern, oh, no, we're going in the pool. Every exercise we did had to go through that darkened gymnasium.
Right.
Right. So.
Well, it's got to go where. So, with something like that, if you got somebody you think you have him cornered, you actually have to verify that you have him contained if you think you have him contained. So, you can't just sit back and say, well, we got him in there now. Somebody go down to the vending machine and get me some Lance crackers. you got to go in there and do the work.
You got to do the work. And that was something else. It's sort of an antidote to ignorance. You get a call. There's an intruder. He's got a gun. He's somewhere in our school. Okay. It's your off period, so you're the person who's going to rove and find them until the police get there. That's not enough information. Where do you start? And the answer is wherever you are. Yeah, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
You can guarantee he's not behind you by going through those classrooms, search it out, read the room. Oh, this class is fine. They're still doing the art class. Until you start getting more information, which will propel you in another direction. But don't stand there. Start doing the work.
Yeah. I was curious you brought this up. I'm just curious what this guy was adding to it. For the guy that was adding to his medical kit, what was he adding to his medical kit?
Oh, your standard medical kits are really overgrown scrapes, cuts, bruises,
right.
sort of things.
Around the house. They're not trauma kits. They're boo-boo kits.
Right. And he goes, no, I want more Israeli bandages, which are a way to apply compression.
Right.
I want more quick clot, more tourniquets, because, frankly, the cuts and scrapes aren't going to kill any of my kids. I want to make sure they're alive when the EMTs get there. What do I need to do then?
I would, that just got me to thinking. I think in my Antifa welcome wagon bag, I'm going to try to find 4 tourniquets. 8 chest seals and some quick clot and just stick it in there extra.
Well, it depends on what's in there already. Now, here was something interesting that I thought. Not all of the emergency team is carrying a gun.
Right.
Some of them just want to be, hey, I'm the guy behind you. As soon as you clear a room, that doesn't mean no one's injured. It means the murderer is not in there. Okay, I'm going to start dosing chest seals to make sure everybody makes it through the 15 minutes until EMTs roll in. Wow. So what was fascinating, and one of them admitted this, politics, he says, sometimes gets in our way.
Right.
Not everyone knows who's on the safety team, because that would upset some people. On the safety team, not everybody knows who's armed. So very school to school.
Right.
People were doing what they could in the political environment they faced.
Sure. Tell everybody how to find you. We're coming up on the first break, if you would, please, sir.
Glad to. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, about 2,100 articles. From there, my writing's often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And talking here when he's not on the road on Walkabout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Rob Morse. He's been on walkabout going to Colorado Springs and taking another Faster class. How many have you taken?
This is my fifth.
Now, for a teacher that's in the Faster program, How often are they doing recurring education or recurring qualification?
Well, they call it, that depends on the state. Typically, it's once a year. Usually, they will meet with their colleagues and stay up to date. Like, okay, this month it's first aid. Next month it's searching and flowing through the building. Month after that, we're going to do dry practice. We're going to go to the range. It varies. What's fascinating is so many of them now are working with their police and EMTs. So it's like, hi, we've got a three-day break. Can you guys come do a in-school exercise, and we'll either watch or participate? So they're pretty sharp cookies. They're on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they're actually training on a regular basis, that's the kind of thing you want to see. That's not the kind of thing you can teach somebody to be either. I mean, that's pretty good stuff.
Well, it's the perfect employee is learning, looking for a way to improve constantly. And these people are driven, some of them more than others, but they're going, what's amazing is sort of the beginning exercise in this class is, you hear gunshots outside, how do you feel? Almost to a man and woman, the answer was indignant. You dare do this to my kids, I'm going to go stop you. Now, if their class is a bunch of first graders with a kindergarten next door, maybe not. Maybe they've looked at the room. It's a defensible room. They get the kids in the hard corner, push something up in front of the door so somebody can't burst in. They may not stop. They may not be able to protect all the school, but they can't have, those kids are too young to evacuate. Anybody who comes in there is going to get killed. I mean, short of somebody using explosives and a robot or, you know, an awful lot of body armor, no, they're not making it in. So they've thought about it. They do what they can.
Hmm.
Well, what I thought was interesting is the things that are the same with what you and I do, Bill.
Right.
And you knew it when you came back to the dojo, when you picked up hand-to-hand skills again. All of our self-defense skills come with a shelf life, a use-by date. And if we haven't exercised them in the last month, in the last couple of months, I know they're not going to be there the way we remember them being. So go test yourself.
Yeah, it's about repetition. How many reps are you getting in on? Yeah. The more reps you get, I mean, that's the beauty of going to like when we went to tactical response. How many things did you shoot 1,000 rounds that weekend?
Boy, I don't remember. I think I remember a good 500.
We got a lot of trigger time in.
We did.
We got a lot of trigger time. I was cheating.
How so?
Well, I mean, every time that my dude would come up there, and you know, he had different groups, right? So he'd say firing line, and I would look to see who was getting up and going, and if there was a gap in there, I'd just fill that gap no matter whether it was my turn or not.
Gotcha. Yes. You want trigger time. And by the way, these were some excellent instructors. One of them said, every now and again, I'm resetting my support hand, and he goes, you don't need to do that. It wasn't loose. And I go, I didn't even know I was doing it. On one, it was sort of a mag dump drill, you know, 5-to-1 target, then a headshot at 15 yards, then 5 on another target up close. Those brass rainbows, yeah, I can do that.
Right.
He took video of it, and I said, yeah, the brass rainbow's pretty, but was I resetting my hand? He goes, no, you seem to have gotten over that. These, at every level, whether you're a beginning home defender, a concealed carrier, maybe you're in part of a defense team in your church, maybe it's your office or a school where you work. Go test yourself.
Right.
Find out what your skills are today. I like it.
Repetition. I know a guy I used to, and you probably met him too. He used to hang out with Tim Knight. I can't remember his name. Judson, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Out of Colorado.
Yeah. Now, Judson kept track of how many dry fire draws he did a day.
Wow. That's intense.
Judson had he had a concealment belt and rig set up for his. He carried a SIG 226 outside the waistband. He always wore a jacket, so it was always covered up. I didn't know he carried it until one day he arranged his jacket, because Judson was the guy that was filming for Tim Knight, I think, from time to time. And he would mention, he was like, you know, before I went to bed, I did five more draws. I was like, what do you mean you did five more draws? And he's like, well, you know, I do X amount of dry fire draws per day. And he's getting those reps in. And, you know, I get it. I understand it.
Judson Crossland is his name.
Yeah.
Yep. I was inspired. You know what, Bill? You have guys who inspire you all over. I met some more at this faster class. Boy, I hope all of our listeners find somebody like that. Is it in competition? Is it in your local emergency response group? Somebody, go get inspired. There's some amazing people in our world. How much time do we have? Because I've got a self-defense gun story.
You got 90 seconds before we actually roll in music. Now, okay. If you want to set it up.
Yeah.
Set it up. Tell me what we're going to be talking about here. What's the situation?
You're in a hotel room in Waco, Texas. 3 a.m. You hear screams from in the hallway. Hope you thought about what to do, because 3 a.m. is the wrong time to sort it out.
Indeed. That's always true. That's always been true, though. So which gun are you carrying now? Are you still carrying the Poly, or are you back to a Glock 19, or what are you carrying nowadays?
Both. I go back and forth.
I do that, too. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I do that, too. I go back and forth right now on my carry between a, and they're as different as the day is long, between a Staccato CS and a Karen Tactical Glock 26.
That's a little bit of an adjustment.
It is a bit of an adjustment. And the Glock 26 is my lazy boy gun, because it's very small. Well, yeah, it's small. It's really good. I mean, it's odd that I like the Glock 26 out of all of them. You know, that's
because Glocks are normally not your friend.
They are not. But a Terran one is, because they shave it down on the back strap and make it a little straighter for me.
Yep.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoy the Terran Tactical Combat Carry Glock 26. It is a very, very good pistol. As far as a carry pistol goes, it's as good as any of them. And what I like about it is I can jam one of those 33 rounders into it, and I look just like I'm in the streets, man. I look like a street. I look like a street warrior. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
News update. The blistering heat wave baking the southern United States will drag on into next week and beyond. Over 90 million people are living in an area that is experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters say over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida. This as Vermont is continuing to recover from the impacts of a catastrophic flooding event from last week. At a press conference, Governor Phil Scott says that it's crucial for residents to report damage.
if your house, basement, or garage flooded, if you have any damage to your home or property as a result of these storms, and that includes driveways, equipment, and vehicles, it's pretty broad. Please report it to 211.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. He is on the, well, he's back. He was on the road. He was on walkabout. Now he's made it back into beautiful Louisiana, and he is recounting what he's been doing while he was out there on the Faster Class. And we were about to do some self-defense gun stories.
Right. This one is not theory. This is out of the news in Waco, Texas. 3 a.m. Hotel room. One of the nicer hotels in Waco, too. It's called Concierge. You're asleep and you hear a woman scream outside your room. Wait a minute. That's several women screaming. And now here's the magic. You get up. As a firearms instructor of mine said, if you don't get up and something bad happens, you're going to hear those screams for the rest of your life. Go find out what's going on. Because it sounded so bad, our defender brought a gun with him, and there's a large male fighting three women. They're screaming to stop, and he goes, hey, what's going on here? The guy turns around and tells the defender to back off, get back in his room. The guy goes, wait a minute. Nobody's attacked anybody. This does have to go to fists. And then the guy charges the defender. The defender takes a step back, has distance, shoots him, stops him. Okay, everybody calls 911, puts the gun away before the police get there. EMS transports the bad guy, the attacker, to the hospital. One of the women has to be treated. Fortunately, the guy gives it. He does not go in his room, lock the door, and say, oops, my mistake. He stays, talks to the police. So do the three women. And here's why it's sort of so darn scary. You're defending a third person. And if those three women change their story and say, no, we weren't innocent, we weren't at any risk, then you're probably going to jail. So we're depending on not only things being as they appear, but people being honest about it afterwards. The good news is if the police are there pretty quickly, and by the way, I bet there are other hotel guests who made the call to the front desk, what the heck? I'm hearing screams. Call 911.
Right.
You're depending on all their testimony, too, that it wasn't you picking a fight. That, in fact, you were, that you, by getting involved, did what you thought to be the safest thing possible. Hey, he can stand there and yell at me all night long till the cops get there. That's awesome. As long as he's not going to kill somebody, my job's done. But wow. Now, and here's the part we don't always understand. If I see a large man beating up a smaller woman, I could shoot that larger man because the smaller woman was in danger, significant danger. She could be killed, and therefore lethal force is justified. If he turns around and attacks me, and it turns out we're the same size, it's no longer a lethal encounter. It might be an ugly fist fight, but that doesn't justify. There's no disparity of force. We're even up. There's nothing that says I get to avoid a fist fight and use lethal force. Now, turn it. We can make it more extreme. Bill, you're out at the mall. You're there with your granddaughter. Some teenage girl starts hitting your granddaughter. If your granddaughter's across the courtyard, you could use lethal force to stop her. But you run up, grab her, and throw the teenager away.
Right.
Now it's no longer a lethal encounter. You're in the way. You've stopped the lethal threat. And if this crazy teenage girl comes at you, you got to put her down hand to hand. The world is messy. And a gun is a tool, but it's not always the answer. It was interesting to go through those situations. You know, just like a knife is a distance weapon. If somebody's stabbing someone, you shoot them. If the knife wielding attacker turns around and faces me and they're 20 feet away, my gun's out, but I'm not pressing the trigger yet. So learn what you can and can't do so you don't hesitate when you see it.
Indeed.
I want to go to New York. Did you already cover that Times Square story?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. This was Monday night after the Bruin decision, which said individuals have a right to carry in the United States. New York went crazy. There are signs. There were the roadside signs, special speed limit, construction ahead, blinking lights. They were putting those up in Times Square that said gun-free zone. Now they've been replaced by big, wonderfully printed Times Square. This is a gun-free zone. Violation is a felony. Well, is anyone surprised? Anyone anywhere surprised that the thugs don't obey the gun-free zone sign? Two teenagers were shot Monday night by someone who, oh my gosh, they went into the gun-free zone because it's not a gun-free zone. There's not someone standing there going, here, show me it's gun-free. Let me pat you down. You and I, in some of the training classes we've taken, you know, hand-to-hand, Nerf gun, or not Nerf guns, airsoft or rubber bullet type of training, they want to make sure that someone doesn't see it and get confused and present a gun. They will pat you down before you're allowed inside, even as an observer, because they don't want anybody confused by what they see. Those are gun-free zones. Times Square isn't, in any sense of the word, a gun-free zone.
Right.
So, yeah, it's tragic for the two kids who were shot. They survived. But
Right here in South Carolina right now, there's a lot of talk. Permitless carry still on the table at the moment. And I got a call on the Daily Show the other day, on the local show the other day, where they were like, Bill, you know good and well that there's some people that shouldn't have a gun. And, well, that's a fact. There's a bunch of people that don't have a whole lot of common sense. But the other thing I pointed out was, but who gets to choose who they are? And I said, I'll tell you something else that you probably already know that, too. It doesn't matter what you want. If somebody wants to get a gun, they will, and they will have it on them. Permit or no permit. Right. So, while you're out there wanting to, it's almost, I kind of look at that as a virtue signal when you get out there and say, well, you know, Bill, there's some people out there that shouldn't have a gun. That's a virtue signal. So.
Yes, exactly. Because you bring up concealed permitless carry, that's been the law of the land in South Bend or in Indiana.
Right.
The crime rate with concealed carry actually dropped, but that wasn't enough. The city council said, you know, it's illegal, by the way.
Right.
There's preemption. But, yeah, we should make a law so that you need a permit anyway. And all the cops, the sheriff's department said, don't do this. Are you crazy? It's shall issue so people can get a permit. It's now constitutional carry. What is it that you think you're fixing? Because do you think that the people who shouldn't have a gun stopped getting it because you put ink on paper?
Hold up right there. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My little short podcast, 20 minutes. Get a bunch of us together for the Second Amendment Foundation. That's 90 minutes once a week. I write the Slofex blog, about 2,100 articles. From there, my writing is often picked up at Clash Daily and at Offlines.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, and he is back. He'd been gone. How long? You've gone a couple of weeks.
Right. I was in Arizona. I was getting my concealed carry instructor's permit renewed, and then I went up to this other faster class. Yes.
Okay.
There was a piece of news I saw when I was away, and it was so bad, it made me flinch. Lee Williams covered it, the gun writer. You have him on.
Right.
It appeared in the Journal of American Medicine, and they said, oh, yeah, we've looked at U.S. Supreme Court decisions and handgun restrictions and the Bruin case that let more people carry guns is going to cause 152 additional deaths in six states every year. And I went, stop right there. You're lying to me, Doc. You're lying to me, and you know it, because this is the fascinating part. We defend ourselves about 2.8 million times a year. And if you looked at the laws and said, yes, but under some bizarre circumstances that only a bunch of anti-gun doctors can find, you found 152 additional gun deaths. That's a rounding error. That's impossible to find after we defend ourselves 2.8 million times.
Yep.
In other words, you're lying, Doc. Take off the white coat. Go hang your head in shame. Come out when you sober up.
Well, be a doctor. Don't be a statistician, and don't be an activist. Just be a doctor, right?
It's hard enough.
I understand that doctors, everybody's got an opinion out. Everybody feels like they have a duty to not only express it, but to impose it. If they believe it enough, they think it should be imposed. Their opinion should be imposed. That's a problem a lot of politicians have, too.
Well, and to me, what's bizarre is they said, well, if let's say innocent people have guns, they're going to use them in armed defense, this many people will die. Okay, turn that question around. Do you think the bad guys stopped having guns because you made it outlaw? You outlawed carry for innocent people?
Well, you know, but this here comes the question, though. This is the question I would have for the good doctor. Which people, which 152 people? Are you talking about 152 more perps?
Yep.
Is that 152 crimes stopped?
If they did the honest math, it's thousands of crimes stopped and maybe 152 perps who got shot.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah. Am I supposed to feel bad about a perpetrator getting shot when he fails in trying to victimize somebody?
Right. No, to me, that's... I'm sorry. To me, that's the good news. Please make it a headline.
Yeah.
Right. There was another politician, I'll call it dialing for Bloomberg bucks. New York congressman, he wants to expand the Gun-Free School Zones Act from 1,000 feet to 5,000 feet. Now, that's nearly a mile.
Right.
But if you go and then look at the Gun-Free School Zones Act, the named victim that he goes, this innocent girl was shot, we need to make the Gun-Free School Zone Act bigger. Why?
Where was
I'm
she
sorry,
shot?
It doesn't, she was shot within the old Gun-Free School Zone, so it didn't work. We're going to make it bigger.
It's not a force field.
Doesn't make any sense. It's not. Thank you. And the bizarre issue, that's nearly a mile away from a school. If you have a concealed carry permit, then you can enter one of those, quote, gun-free school zones in your state. If the school is near within a half mile of a freeway, everybody who is driving down that freeway is in violation of the gun-free school zone if they have a gun in their car.
Well, in South Carolina, if you have a permit, you are not. Now, I don't know about the rest of the country, but
yes. Yeah. But that's in your. But this is a federal law.
Yeah.
And it only applies if you're carrying in your state where the permit was issued.
Right.
So you have reciprocity. All right, go up the block, go up to Virginia. There, you're going down the highway. There's a daycare center within a mile of the highway. It's ridiculous. Make it.
Well, it's unenforceable. Who's going to enforce that?
Exactly. Thank you.
Are they going to stop everybody to go by and say, hey, listen, we want to search your car, illegal search and seizure, Fourth Amendment violation, stuff like that. We need to search your car for a gun, just in case you have a gun.
And the kid who murdered this innocent girl was 17. There are no laws that make it legal for him to carry concealed in public. So you've got a criminal. Basically, this was a congressman who put out an emotional press release. The media went for it. I'm sure it sells well in New York City, but it's actually going to get us killed.
Yeah.
If more people didn't carry and couldn't defend themselves and their family, defend their loved ones, defend their coworkers, oh my gosh, that's just sad.
Well. That's one of those stupid laws that they come up with. It's a feel good. Look, we did something. It's actually, they do that to be reelected.
In this case, I'm pretty sure he's dialing to get money from Michael Bloomberg. What you and I would love to know is have a recording of that conversation. Yeah. Have you heard from Steven Stambolia recently?
I called him, and I was supposed to call him back in May, so that tells you I probably let him slip under the radar.
What Bill is talking about is a brilliant Second Amendment appellate lawyer. I think, no, he and Alan Beck are up at the federal appeals courts and the U.S. Supreme Court sometimes, and I thought of them both when a judge in Oregon said that the absurd restrictions there, oh yeah, there are magazine bans, there's transfer bans, you can't import or sell magazines with more than 10 rounds, there are restrictions on the age, how old you need to be to get a gun. In fact, this judge went on for 122 pages, and I went, she had to have ignored Bruin. Couldn't have been close, not even close.
Right.
So this is going to get appealed, and I would love to hear their take. We're watching the blue states pass laws that are, you know, according to guys who actually study the law, they're blatantly unconstitutional. And unless Bloomberg is paying you, you think they are too. Bill, it's made me think much less of judges. I used to think they were pretty squared away, and now I think they're a hot mess.
Well, some of them are. They're, judges are not super people. I mean, you would think they would. You want them to be wiser, right? You want them to be wiser than you are to make a judgment. And well, that's not always the case. Sometimes it's pure. It's a favor being returned. So it just really really depends on that. You going to be around for Monday, this coming Monday?
I will.
Outstanding. Tell everybody how to find you, if you would, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Eight instructors and I, rotating ensemble, we talk about what our neighbors did right when they defended themselves, 20 minutes once a week. I co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. A group of us, we can't keep quiet. We run 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog, a couple articles a week, 2,100 for you to look at now. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill and I always find something to talk about.
Always. Always. Well, I mean, it's always a very target-rich environment. And I noticed you had a lot of stuff that was publishing while you were gone. So I was, I knew we would have plenty of things to talk about when you finally got back. So I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad it was fruitful.
Amazing.
Fruitfully amazing. Fruitfully amazing. Is that even?
Yeah.
Tell everybody how to find you again one more time. One more time.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Come look for me at Slow Facts. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dean Weingarten.
Yes! The blog father.
The blog father. Yes, sir. Well, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.